जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे गौर हरि वो हरि वो हरि वो गौर हरि वो नेता गौर हरि वो हरि वो हरि वो गौर हरि वो जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रजाचार्य स्वान गिरी शिष्य भक्तिविदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय नंद कोटि वैष्णविंद की जाय ग्रंथराश्रम भागवतम की जाय निताय गौर हरि प्रमानंदी हरि हरि बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 24, the philosophy of Sankhya, text number 28. Evam anavikshamanasya katham vaikalpiko brahma manaso Hridi Tishteta. Vyomni Iva Arka Vyomni Varka Udaye Tamaha Evam anvikshamanasya katham vaikalpiko brahma manaso hridi tishteta manaso hridi tishteta vyamni arka udayo tamaha Vyamni Vark Udayo Tamaha Evan Avikshamanasya Evam Anvikshamanasya Katham Vaikalpiko Brahma Manaso Hridi Tishteta Vyamni Varko Dayo Tamaha Evam Anvikshamanasya Katham Vaikalpiko Brahma Manaso Hridi Tishteta Vyamni Varko Dayo Tamaha Evam, in this way, anavikshamanasya of one who is carefully examining. Katham, how? Vaikalpiko, based on duality. Brahma, Illusion. Manasaha of mind. Hridi in the heart. Tishteta can remain. Vyomni in the sky. Iva just as. Arka of the sun. Udaye Upon rising, tamaha, darkness. Translation and purport. Just as the rising sun removes the darkness of the sky, similarly, this scientific knowledge of cosmic annihilation removes all energy, duality, all illusory duality from the mind of serious student. Even if illusion somehow enters his heart, it cannot remain there. Very good. Purport. Just as the brilliant sun removes all the darkness from the sky, a clear understanding of the knowledge is spoken by Lord Krishna To Uddhava removes all ignorance concocted by material mind. One will then no longer accept the material body as the self. Even if such illusion temporarily manifests within one's consciousness, it will be driven away by the recurrence of one's spiritual knowledge. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchur Jinimilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurav Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Translation: just as the rising sun removes the darkness of the sky, similarly, this scientific knowledge of cosmic inhalation removes all illusory duality from the mind of serious student. Even if illusion somehow enters his heart, it cannot remain there. So, this is the explanation of the self through Sankhya philosophy, which was imparted to Uddhava by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He starts by using the word evam. In Sanskrit, there are certain words like atha. Atha is for beginning. Iti. Iti means finish. No more. Evam is like for concluding. So now the Lord is concluding his teaching of Sankhya philosophy. And in this particular verse, he gives the importance, or in Hindi, Sanskrit called Mahatmya, of this philosophy which he has spoken to Arjuna. What is the Mahatmya? He said, evam, in this way. Anu ikshamanasya. Anu means minutely. And ikshamanasya means observing or seeing. In examination hall, I don't know what happened in America, but in India, there is a two person. One person who moves up and down in the examination hall to see the students are writing their paper. They are not doing any HCPC or, you know, they are not, you know, comping from somewhere, things like that. So, that is called nirikshan. Nirikshan. They are just observing. But here the word has been used, anuvikshan. And that is for the people after examination, the teacher or professor who examined the paper. Both are examining. One is examining that the students are writing their paper, they are not doing any HCPC or copying somebody or something like that. Does it happen in America also like that? Examiners are there? Okay. Somebody go up and down in the examination room? Okay. And other is anuvikshan. Anuvikshan, minutely he had to see that everything he had written is correct. Many a time, even the professor or teacher, they don't remember, so they have to refer. It is like judgment, you know. Sometime, I mean, it happened in India. Latest, I read one boy, Muslim boy. He got 90% out of 100. And still, he said, no, I should get 100. And he, you know, appealed. And the panel of the teachers or professor, they were there to examine the paper once again. And he got 100. That he called anuvikshan. Anuvikshan is minutely observing the thing. In Sanskrit, there are few things. The word had come from ikshana. Ikshana means anything to seen by eyes. It is called ikshana. So, the different word like pasya, face to face. I am telling somebody, pasya, you see me. And if I am seeing, it is called drishtava. Drishtavatu pandavanikam vyudham duryodhan astada. Acharyam upasangamya rajana vachanam abravit. Drishtavatu pandavanikam. When Duryodhan saw. So, myself seeing is called drishta. And if I ask somebody to see, that is called pasya. Pasyaitam panduputranam acharyam mahatichamum. Duryodhan said, pasyaitam, please see. And something that we cannot see, that you cannot see or I cannot see, so word is used as nibodha. In Bhagavad Gita also, Duryodhan, he tells his guru, Dronacharya, he said, asmakam tu visishtaje tan nibodha jyottamaha. Nibodha means some, you cannot, the kshatriya cannot look back side. Who has come? He said, nibodha, I am telling, and now, so that both are seeing. One is seeing by direct perception through the eyes, and other is seeing through mind. Just like we are sitting here, and if you want to go, and if you want to see your bedroom or something at your home, although we are sitting here, but we can see, that is called nibodha. So we'll go on this word anvekshan. So this seeing has two meanings. Nirikshan and anvekshan. As I described earlier, Arjun wanted to see who all are there who have come to fight with him. He said, Sena Yorur Bhairu Madhe Ratham Asthapitame Achyuta Eyavad Etan Nirikshaham. So, Nirikshan and Anuvekshan, they are two words. Nirikshan is simply seeing who has come. Anuvekshan means minutely seeing who has come. So, here in this verse, the word has been used, anvikshana. Anvikshana means minute study of the Sankhya philosophy. The way Krishna has explained. I was just thinking yesterday when I was giving class yesterday, that how to create this building, it takes a long time. But to destroy it, boom. Doesn't take much time. That's our way of doing. But Krishna's way of doing is totally different. He creates things and he uncreates also. Everything remains as it is. Bhutva bhutva pariliyate. Comes, remains for some time and then get annihilated. But it things remains as it is. He takes out the thing and keeps apart. That's how this Sankhya philosophy describes. So he said, if somebody understands this thing, evam anvikshamanasya katham. If somebody really understands this thing, then where is question of remaining darkness? Darkness is so long as we do not know the things. When we know the thing, then we will not do mistake. We do only mistake when we do not know. This material world is full of illusion. Therefore, Veda said, Astu ma sadgamyam tam so ma jyotirgamyam. Intelligent person should always try to know things as they are. And then he can make proper judgment. I mean, simple thing, Chanak Pandit said, one should not make any decision simply by hearing one side. One should hear both sides and then make a decision. But unfortunately, nowadays, we have lost all our intelligence or brain and we want to do everything fast. So we hear, oh, he said like this to me, okay, boom. He said like this to me, okay, tit for tat. Without really getting in detail, without getting anvikshan done, without understanding things minutely. Why this happened? We don't want to go into this thing. A nice story, there was a very famous poet in Maharashtra. So, once what happened, I mean, he was very, very, very intelligent boy. He was very intelligent boy. And he was praised by one and all. Everybody was praising him of his intelligence. But his father never praised him. His mother also sometimes praised, but father never praised him. So, he came on conclusion that my father is envious of me. Therefore, he is not praising me. Everybody is praising, but he is not praising. So he had decided one day, out of his so-called intelligence, which was for his name, fame and glory, and since his father was not praising him, he had decided to kill his father. So he kept, night time, he kept a knife with him to kill his father during night time. They had a small house, a small room, and they divided the room with the curtain. So one side of the curtain, mother, father used to sleep, on other side of the curtain, the boy sleep. Now the boy never slept because he was waiting, when this night comes, then I'll cut my father's throat. So the whole night he was not sleeping, he was just lying there. Now that night, his mother asked her father, you know, our son is so brilliant. Everybody praising so much. Don't you think you should also say few words sometime that he feels encouraged if you say this thing? As soon as his father heard this thing, he started crying like a baby. Mother was shocked. She said, why are you crying? He said, this is a problem to being father. I do want to praise my son, but I cannot praise. The time I start praising my son, his progress will stop. I love my son. I do not want his progress to stop. Therefore, I am not praising. So you can understand agony that what I am going through. And when the son heard this thing, for him it was. Now you can imagine what he must be thinking. How much guilty he was feeling. He ran immediately to his father. Very emotional. He caught the father's feet and asked, begging forgiveness from father, that my dear father, please forgive me. He said, but what happened? Then he related the whole story. What happened? And how he had planned to kill his father. Father said, never mind. You had only thought of killing me. You have not killed. He said, still, this kind of thought coming itself is very dangerous. Thanks to my mother who saved the situation by asking you, otherwise tonight I would have finished you. So please punish me. He said, all right. His name was Banabhatta. This boy name was Banabhatta. He became famous poet in Maharashtra. So, he father told him, all right, you want punishment? Then please go and stay with your in-laws. The biggest punishment to go and stay in in-laws house. Nowadays, no problem. Nowadays, those things are gone. So, he went to his in-laws house. He was staying. It took few weeks. Now all the people in the village, they started talking. What is happening? Why are you staying here? So the in-law family was getting bad name, but they couldn't say anything. So his wife told him that, look, you got to go, otherwise people are talking. My father is getting bad name. No matter what happened, the girls, they are very attached to their parents. They said, I cannot see my father's name going ruined. So please go. He said, I cannot go. This is what sin I have committed and this is my punishment. I have to atone for that sin. So husband and wife, they decided, all right, you don't stay at home. We'll make a small hut outside village. So they made a small hut outside village. And he was staying there and his wife used to bring the food for him. There in the village, there used to be yearly fair, mela, gaon ka mela. So, yearly gathering was there. And the king of the village, or chief of the village, he has given a standing order that everything from this fair, na? Mela ko kya bolenge? Yeah. From the fair, everything must be sold out. If something is remaining, then king treasury will buy this. So he has, Manabhatta has written something on Tamrapatra. And he told his wife, you take this and you sell this for 100 gold coin. So people used to come to this lady and ask, what is there? So she said that my husband has given this thing. And this cost 100 gold coin. So nobody was ready to buy a Tamrapatra, something written for 100 gold coin. 100,000 gold coin. 1 lakh. 100,000 gold coin. Nobody was ready to buy. So nobody bought it. Nobody bought it. Sun was setting. Now the queen, along with the treasurer, and you know, she came on round to see. Everybody had gone, but that lady was sitting there. So the queen went and she asked him, what happened? Why are you sitting here? Then she said, this is what my husband has given to sell. He had written something which I do not understand. And he wants to sell this for 100,000 gold coin. And nobody has bought. So queen said, so what will you do? She said, I have to follow my husband's instruction. I'll be here till somebody buys. Then queen said, if nobody comes then I wait till somebody buys. The queen was so much happy to hear the chastisement of this lady. She said, oh, look at this lady. She's so chaste to her husband's word. That sun is setting, she is lonely, and she wants to stay till somebody buy this thing. Immediately she ordered the treasurer, pay her, buy this. Because my husband has also told that nothing should go unsold, everything should be sold. So she bought it. Now the rumor starts. And when the rumors start become bigger, 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 then the substance get lost. That's the nature of the rumor. So rumor started going big, 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 big. Everybody was talking, the queen did something wrong, queen did something wrong. What she did, nobody is talking. But queen did something wrong. That was the talk. When king came, as soon as he landed, he heard this thing. that queen had done something wrong, terribly wrong. So king thought, what can she do? Just because I was out of the kingdom for a long time, maybe her character became polluted. She had affairs with somebody. So he started thinking this kind of thing. So he was very angry. He asked some of the minister that, you know, I am hearing all these things. They said, yes, it is true. She had done something terribly wrong. But king also didn't ask, what did she do? Then he came and he was sitting in drawing room and waiting for queen to come to do aarti, because the queen had to do aarti. In drawing room, she had got this tamra patra, which is written, framed and hanged. So king was looking around, he was restless, very angry. She wanted to cut her throat. He had sword ready when the queen came. Then he saw that tamra patra. And we all Indian know this, what was written there. This is very famous, written by Banabhatta. Bina bichare jo kare, so pache pachtaye, kaam bigade apana, jagame naam hasaye. He wrote for himself, actually, because he was going to kill his father's head. So he wrote for himself. But there was a lesson for him, and he wanted to give this lesson to everybody. Therefore, he wrote, bina bichare jo kare. Before doing something, think twice. Just don't be too much in hurry and boom, finish. Think twice. Nowadays, email age, everybody writes boom. I suggest, please write email evening time, sleep over, and next day review it, and then send it. Don't send right away. So, bina bichare jo kare, so pache pachtaye. You lament later on. What's the use of that lamenting later on? It's too late. Kaam bigade apna. He'll destroy everything. And jagme naam hasaye. Everybody will laugh at him in the world. So king, as soon as he read, he put his sword inside. And he wanted to know that what happened. What? Everybody saying queen had done something wrong. What did she do wrong? So he asked, you know, other attendants, I am hearing queen had done something wrong. What wrong she did? Then, finally it was revealed that she bought this. Treasurer said she bought this tamrapat for 100,000 gold coin. A king was so happy to hear this. As soon as queen came, he embraced her and he said, oh, you have saved my life. Not only your life, but you saved my life. But that saving is due to this, what you have. So this is not only 100,000 gold coin, it's unlimited. Amulya. There's no price for this. Please, can you tell me? The king's name was Lakshman Singh. Can you tell me, please, that who had, you know, given you this thing? He said, how do I know? There's one lady she was selling, and her husband name. And down it was, of course, earlier artists, and today also artists, when they make something, they write their name down. So he had written his name, Banabhatta. So Banabhatta was tracked, and he was brought in the court of Lakshman Sen, and he became famous poet in the court of Lakshman Sen. His name was Banabhatta. So, such a wonderful instruction. Anuvikshan. Please see things minutely. Don't just react. So say, if you do these things, katham, how, if you do anuvikshan, then how can be, how any vaikalpiko brahma, the brahma or illusion is product of kalpana, in Sanskrit word, Hindi we call kalpana, abhrans, but Sanskrit is kalpika, means mental speculation. And vaikalpika means vishesha rupena kalpika iti vaikalpika. Means well speculated. So this Brahma or illusion is nothing but well speculated. And first class speculation is called Brahma. So in this material world, we are living on mental platform. And therefore, we all are in illusion. It is created by mind. Just like Prabhupada gives example of the water in mirage. Right? It is a mental creation that we see water in the desert. There is no water in desert. But it is just because sun reflecting, sunshine reflecting on the sand, it remains like water. Or sometime in summer season when you drive on highway or expressway, you see like water there. This is all by Kalpika Brahma. We assume that it's not there. So Vaikalpika means convinced. We are convinced about that thing. So thinking that I am this body, I am convinced about this body. That I am this body. Just thinking that I am body is one thing. But being convinced that I am this body is a different thing. In Bombay and other places, they don't tell rikshawala come here. They say riksha come here. Taxi come here. And taxi wala brings the taxi. Nobody said, taxi wala, bring your taxi. Or riksha wala, bring your taxi. Riksha. They have identified themselves with the riksha and taxi. So, girl, taxi come here. Taxi never comes. Only driver had to bring taxi, na? So, this is called Vaikalpika Brahma. This Brahma is due to acceptance of which is known. And it, see, the Kalpana or Kalpik remains only in mind. But when it turns in by Kalpik, then it goes in heart. Therefore, Lord is saying, Manaso Hirdi Tishteta. It remains in mind and heart. How this can remain? Katham? How this can remain if we understand this anvikshana, anvikshanasya, if we understand this thing properly, how will it remain? It will not remain. Katham, how will it remain? It only remains so long as we do not know. Darkness is so long as there is no sun. When sun comes, there is no darkness. Krishna Sursam, Maya Haya Andakar, Jaha Krishna Tahanahi Maya Radhikar. Krishna is like sunshine and Maya is like darkness. When there is sun, very question of darkness. So that example is given. Vyomni Iva Arkodayottamaha. And Vyomni means in the sky. Vyomni Iva like in the sky like Araka means sun, Udaya means rising, and Tamaha means darkness. Just like in a sky, when the sun comes, then there is no darkness. So this Sankhya philosophy is like rising sun. It's rising sun. And all mental speculation, all the illusion created by the mind, is just like darkness. So when one becomes Krishna conscious, Krishna Sursam, Krishna is like sun. Maya Hayandakar, and Maya is like darkness. So when sun comes, then no darkness. When Krishna comes in our heart or mind, then no darkness. So real thing for us to do is to give a place for Krishna to reside in our mind and in our heart. That's the bottom line. Through Sankhya philosophy, we do that thing. If we know our position and position of Krishna, then where is the question of comparing ourselves with Krishna or you know, becoming Krishna. You know, we are so minute we are. The very question. And our total suffering is based on something which is not. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us very nice this process of hearing and chanting. When we hear and chant, then this hearing and chanting can cure the illusion which is residing in our mind and heart. Satam prasanga mama virya sambido bhavant hirtkar rasayana katha tajjo sanadad apavarga vartmani shraddharatim bhakti anukramishyati. Lord Kapildev tells his mother, satam prasanga. You must hear, but hear from santa. There are sadhu and there are santa. Sadhu means one who has pure etiquette. You know, jiska behavior shuddha hai. Sadhu kehte hain. Sadhu means good, gentleman. You call sadhu. And santa means one whose behavior is purified, you call sadhu. And one whose heart is purified, they are called santa. Sadhu Goswami, in beginning of Bhagavatam, first canto, he said, Shrinatam Sokatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtanam Hridayam Tastahi Abhadrani Vidhinoti Suhit Satam. By hearing process, we purify our heart. And here Kapil Dev saying, Satam Prasangam Abhirjasam Vidho Bhavanti Hirta Karana. Here also, Manasa Hridi. So Hridi means Hirta. And karna means ear. So mind has connection with the ear. So when we start hearing through oral reception, then the ear, which has infection of hearing all mundane things, will get purified. Rasayan means medicine. And rasayan also means amrit or nectar. So first it works like rasayan. So it had to go through ear only. From ear it goes and effect comes in mind and heart. Why people are becoming atheist? Why people are too attached to this body with vaikalpik brahma? Why it is so? Because you have been hearing so much bombardment going on. That this will make you happy, this will make you happy, this will make you happy. Buy new motor car, buy this latest computer, buy latest mobile phone. Look at bombardment all over. And it's just going every day in our ear. And this way, first it goes to mind. Up to mind, it is okay. The mind cannot keep for a long time. The storage capacity of mind is very little. So only accepting, rejecting, accepting, rejecting. So, in our body, there is extra hard drive. That we call heart. That's where you can store not little information. So much from life after life. The biggest hard drive ever anybody can think of. Krishna has created. That's a heart. Heart is the biggest hard drive. But it comes through mind first. It comes through mind. So mind will get purified. Once mind get purified, that all this bombardment come, mind will not accept it. Mind will not accept. Because mind will think, hey, what's the use? This is nothing to do with Krishna. There's no relation with Krishna. It's not going to help me advance in spiritual life. Why should I accept it? Then affect devotees. Because their mind has, you know, be purified. And with purified mind, once mind gets purified, then slowly, slowly, all the unwanted desire from the heart gets starting clean up. नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्टिकी। He also said, Shraddha Ratim Bhakti Anukramishyati. And there also said, Naistaki Bhakti. One gets. So it's very important to hear every day without fail. You must hear Harikatha every day. And we must chant every day. And hear nicely, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, to summarize this verse, Lord is saying in this way, if anybody who understands minutely this Sankhya philosophy, then all so-called mental speculation or the illusion created by the mind will never stay. Just as when sun comes, the darkness get removed. So illusion will be removed if you understand this Sankhya philosophy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have light, you can see. You have so many things here. And it is in dark. So what you need in a light? The light is the Bhagavad Gita, the Transcendental Diary, the Bhagavatam. Light you require. So you need a torch light. And the torch light given by a spiritual master. By association of devotees, you get the torch light. And through that you can see what is right, what is wrong. Like Rupa Goswami, a spiritual master, he is giving torch light. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpani magraha yanasangasya lolupya charvir bhakti vinsati. The torch light. He says, Ustaha nisya dhaurya tattat karma parvartanat Sangatyago Sadavirti, Sadavi Bhakti Prasiddhati, Torchlight. So we individual have to decide. We have to decide through this torchlight. Due to sun, the darkness goes away. But who can see that? One who has eyes. A person who has no eyes, whether sun comes or doesn't come, what does it make difference? For him it is darkness all the time. So people who are blind, they will not accept the Sankhya philosophy or any philosophy. They are still blind. For them it doesn't make difference. Just like there was a man, he was very weak. So he went to doctor. And doctor told him that he must take milk. So this man was blind and doctor told him you should take milk because you are feeling weak. You have deficiency of vitamin B12. So you have to take some more milk. Now, he didn't know what called milk. So he asked his friend, our doctor has told me to take milk. I have never seen how does milk. The friend said, milk is white substance, liquid. He said, what do you call white? Then he said, white is like swan or crane. Crane. He said, what do you call crane? Then he started showing him graphically what he called a crane. He said. Then he looked at it and said, this is crane. This is milk. I'll never drink the milk. It will be stuck in my throat. So how can you explain the blind man what is milk? So somebody pretending to sleep is very difficult. But somebody sleeping, you are waking him up. So to get out of the darkness, yet have association of devotees. That's the only thing we can have. Acceptance of something which is not. Acceptance. Fine. If you are convinced everything is okay, that's Paramahansa stage. That's very good. Very good. So only two people are in bliss, a fool and a paramahansa. So you decide whether he is a fool or paramahansa. You decide what he is. A madman, he walks on a street naked and is joyful. Hey, I am happy. A madman. So a fool or a madman is joyful, or a paramahansa is joyful. We don't care what happened. All right, time is passing. We must obey the time. Otherwise, Krishna said, time, I am the destroyer of everything. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.